KP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. President Obama and the leaders of the superpowers who negotiated the basics of a nuclear deal with Iran are praising the accomplishment.
A diplomatic solution is the best way to get this done and offers a more comprehensive and lasting solution. It is our best option by far.
The president says the framework is based on unprecedented verification. In exchange for accepting the limits, some lasting up to 20 years, Iran would see crippling economic sanctions lifted. Obama was late in visiting a high-tech company in Louisville, Kentucky today because of a mid-afternoon announcement in the Rose Garden at the White House.
First of all, sorry I'm late. I had a couple things I had to do.
The president announced a new job training initiative in Kentucky, featuring online courses and boot camps to help workers find jobs in high-tech companies.
That's what smart training looks like. Faster, cheaper, innovative, providing new pathways, less conventional pathways in some cases, for careers in tech.
The television ministry of Robert H. Schuller, who died today of cancer in California at 88, averted many suicides, according to his son.
The Reverend Robert A. Schuller says he and his father had dozens of large meetings with supporters of the Crystal Cathedral and its Hour of Power broadcast.
Every time we'd ask, is there people here who could say this ministry saved your life? And about 10 hands would go up.
The younger Schuller took over in 2006, but left 2 years later. By 2010, the ministry Robert H. Schuller founded was bankrupt.
He didn't see the cathedral continue on in as a Protestant ministry and in the same vein that he had hoped.
The Crystal Cathedral is now a Catholic church. I'm Steve Coleman.
This is AP Radio News. Sporting world pressure continues to build on Indiana lawmakers after passage of a controversial religious objection law.
A lot of it is coming from the Indianapolis-headquartered NCAA. It's dangling the threat of moving all kind of events out of the state, including next year's Women's Final Four due to be held in Indianapolis. NCAA President Mark Embert has been out front in expressing concern over the potential that the law could discriminate against gays and lesbians. He says the law must be changed. UConn men's basketball coach Kevin Alley and his staff have passed on the coaches' convention in Indianapolis this week. Huskies women's coach Gino Auriemma's advice to proponents of the measure, quote, just go on with your life and let everyone else go on with theirs. Jim Militello, Indianapolis.
The governors of Indiana and Arkansas both signed revisions of that controversial religious objection law today that makes clear discrimination of gays and lesbians is not acceptable. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.